Cheating is widespread in our society, affecting most aspects of our lives, and likely practiced by some we know well and care for. In this edition of The Moral Is, Dr. Jacques Benega of Fresno State's School of Education suggests we should be troubled by the trends and do more to stem cheating behavior when we confront it.
Open a newspaper on any given day, and you're likely to find stories, both small and significant, related to occurrences of cheating behavior. Cheating takes many forms, from the illegal use of performance-enhancing drugs by professional athletes such as Lance Armstrong or Alex Rodriguez, to the seemingly ubiquitous cheating by school students, administrators, and even armed servicemen with their thumbs on our intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's commonly accepted that cheating is an immoral way of achieving a goal. But just as it is universally condemned, it is widely practiced. There is evidence that more than 70% of high school students cheat at one time or another on tests and written assignments, and many openly admit to repeatedly doing so. Indeed, in a survey of exceptionally talented high school students, 53% indicated that cheating is no big deal. So why do people cheat, and can anything be done about it? Sue Schellenberger writes in the Wall Street Journal that by the time most children are in third or fourth grade, when standardized tests become important, they increasingly face competing forces that interfere with study time. With outside activities like sports, extracurricular activities, and the pressures of home life, by the time many students reach middle and high school, the pressure to cheat is huge. Research finds that cheating is definitely age-related. Most high school students believe it's necessary for success, while fewer than 10% of adults think so. Cheating behavior has clearly been the focus of much research, some of it a bit far-fetched. Men with wide faces have been found more likely to cheat, as are people with divorced parents, those majoring in business, and those believing in a loving rather than an angry God. One study, summarized in a recent issue of The Atlantic, found that cheating makes its perpetrators feel good, dubbing the effect the cheater's high. But when it comes to addressing this issue, there is consensus. There's great temptation to cheat and personal gain in doing so, and it's generally easy to get away with. If we're serious about stemming the tide of cheating, such behavior should not be tolerated. Schellenberger of the Wall Street Journal suggests that parents be vigilant in explaining to their children that cheating is not fair and that good people don't do it. Public agencies and businesses should not condone those who violate ethical rules, and newspapers and news media should expose public officials who flagrantly violate their duties. We've used such tactics to stem smoking in public spaces and flagrant pollution of the environment. A public dialogue addressing a national accord on ethical fitness is in order. For The Moral Is, this is Jacques Benega.
The commentary series The Moral Is was produced by Valley Public Radio in association with the Bonner Center for Character Education at California State University, Fresno. The opinions expressed are those of the writer and not necessarily Valley Public Radio. Send us your comments with an email. The address is talk@kvpr.org.